Good morning, Go to Rags. Yeah, not too bad. How can I help? So it'll come down to more of the modifications that are on the car. So from a roadworthy point of view, the car needs to be stock, completely stock. Yeah. Yeah. So the main thing you'll need is when, like at least here in Victoria, is when they say if the short block goes on a Subaru, the person selling the short block or installing the short block will give a receipt with the engine number on, and then you take that to Vic Roads and they cite the engine number and then they update the engine number on the vehicle. So assuming that's been done in New South Wales, then from the Victorian point of view, when it comes over here, they're just getting the current stuff that's already in there. So I would assume they would have done that same process already. Surely. There's a couple of things that sort of jump in when from a reliability point of view on those particular models. The factory tune is not great on them, so addressing that's probably the first thing that needs to be done if it hasn't been done already. Modification wise, keeping them stock, or even if you modify them, as long as the tune's appropriate, they tend to have a good result long term. And then the other thing is they always use oil. Just normally with a Subaru, they'll use a litre or two between servicing if you do a 10,000 K service. And what a lot of times happens is guys don't monitor that, and then they'll do a big end bearing on those models. They'll do a yeah. So if it's run low on oil, it doesn't take much to knock out a bearing. It'd be worth getting a report from someone up that way. So get the car into get a vehicle report. Awesome. No worries, man. Have a good day.